Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Did you find out that you were going to be the starter? What were your emotions then?
Jeez, probably like Saturday night, like late. Like, you know, I usually just prepare every day like I'm the starter, you know, regardless. So, like, it wasn't too much of a surprise, you know. Like, I'm like, shoot, let's do it.
Wasn't a surprise, but I tell you what was surprising, the fact that the Bears lost. It's Gabe Ramirez here on 670 The Score, live and local until 5 o'clock. That's when we're handing it off to Dustin Rhodes, of course, because it's all day today. It is a Plumbers 911 Football Monday presented by Busey Bank and Great Clips. Dustin Rhodes will then hand it off to Mullion Hall, who have some great guests on hand for you. They got Olin Krutz jumping on at 7. Then current Chicago Bears linebacker TJ Edwards is going to hang out with the guys at 8 o'clock. And then at 9 o'clock, Brad Biggs. Biggs time. It's going to be some good, you know, Biggs is a truth teller. So that's why you always want to listen to him. Then Raheemy Harrison Grody. They have Anthony Heron at 11. Then Dan Wiederer at 1. And then Spiegel and Holmes will have Kurt Warner at 3 o'clock. But all day today, we're going to be taking care of you, listening to your frustrations, and talking about exactly what happened with this Bears game. Of course, Bears lose 30-16 to a guy that just found out that he was starting Saturday night. That's embarrassing. You would have thought, if you would have told me the Bears lost, I would have said, okay, Derrick Henry had 180 yards. Three touchdowns for Derrick Henry. Caleb Williams threw three interceptions. Like, it would have been something crazy that had to have happened. But to tell me the Bears are winning 6-0, handling time of possession. Listen, if you're listening right now, this is what I want you to tell people about when they ask you about this game. In the second and third quarter, mind you, that's 30 minutes of football, okay? 15 minutes per quarter. In those 30 minutes in the second and third quarter, the Bears only held the ball for 4 minutes and 43 seconds. Think about that. So not only...
doesn't even sound real.
It doesn't, like, out
does
of 30,
not sound real.
Out of 30 minutes, you only had 4:43. And this is the reality. So your offense was trash because you had no sustained drives. And then your defense was like a turnstile, just allowing the... Derrick Henry would fall forward for 4 yards. Like, that's what you were dealing with right now. But the stats would tell you a different story. Tyler Huntley was 17 for 22 for a 186. That's not world record breaking. Derrick Henry, 21 rushes for 71 yards. Zay Flowers, their leading receiver, 7 catches for 63 yards. They didn't do anything spectacular. But you know what they were, though? They were a championship caliber team who has an identity, who has a foundation for success, and that's what the Bears are trying to be. A team that when Caleb goes down, they can, or anybody for that matter goes down, they can still keep themselves in a game. I mean, this is a team with their back against the wall at 1-5, who, had they lost this game, season probably would have been over. And they still had the confidence to go out there with Tyler Huntley and say, nah, we, you know what? This is a good locker room. We're well coached. I don't care the Bears are 4-2. We're going to throw Tyler Huntley out there with a one-day notice and still whoop that ass. That's what happened. And it was embarrassing. Embarrassing, and there was a lot of things that were frustrating. So I'm curious what was frustrating for you after this one. 312-644-6767. It's Gabe Ramirez taking your phone calls. Let's go out to Tristan. Tristan, when you're watching this game, I'm assuming Caleb Williams was the frustrating part for you.
Oh, 100%. Yeah, and I'm curious, Gabe, like, what do you think? Like, is Caleb going to get the Jared Goff treatment?
What does that mean? Tell me more about that.
Sean McVay versus Ben Johnson, is, you know, Jared going to get 3 years? And then, actually, I want to get my guy. You know, I could see that happening, you know. And, of course, you know what you were saying, the defense was meh. So,
yeah, I guess the interesting part, Tristan, would be, is there another former number one draft pick that's out there that needs to get traded for Caleb Williams, right? Because that's the Jared Goff, Matthew Stafford thing right there, right? I think
100%.
I think here's what I said, Tristan. It is that after yesterday's game, what I wanted the ceiling for Caleb Williams to be, what I envisioned the ceiling, right? He hadn't reached it yet. He was working towards it, but a ceiling existed. And that ceiling that I had in mind for Caleb Williams is now like 2 feet shorter, you know? Like, I thought it was really high. It's still high, Tristan. I want to be very clear.
Agreed.
Don't misconstrue my words. I still think his ceiling is high. It's just not as high as I thought it was going to be. Where I thought Caleb Williams ceiling top 3 to 5 quarterback in the NFL, right? He could be the future of the NFL. He could take this Bears team and have them go into the playoffs for 7 out of the next 10 years, like ceiling. And now I look at him and I'm like, "Okay, you know what? I don't want to put that pressure on you. Clearly, that's not happening. So your ceiling is now 6-9, right? Like, you're top 10 quarterback. That's your ceiling. I hope you can get there. You're not there yet. I hope you can get there. But that's what happened after yesterday. And it was kind of frustrating because this was supposed to be the game where if Caleb Williams was to reach that ceiling that I once had for him, he was going to need to put the team on his back and get the victory on his own, you know? And I felt like that was the frustrating part, where Bears are down 16-13. You get the touchdown. Defense does their job. Fourth quarter's here. It's Caleb Williams' time. This is what you've done consistently throughout your career. And I thought, okay, here it is, guys. He's going to come down, take the team down, get at least a field goal to tie it up. And instead, terrible interception. Interception. But the whole team, though, right, Tristan? First down is a false start penalty. Like, do yourself some favors. You know what I'm saying? Like, granted, it's like, and then you make Caleb Williams, and this is the problem that he's had, where he now feels as though he needs to do too much. He now feels like, oh, man, I got the weight of the city on my shoulders. I got Ben Johnson down my neck. I need to do too much right here. Instead of just allowing the offense to be what it's supposed to be and doing what he's been doing well, right? I don't want to say that Caleb Williams is some guy that throws interceptions. You've done a good job moving the ball. But we just needed you to do it when it mattered. We needed you to do it when you're down 3 in the fourth quarter. So because you didn't, and because you had a mediocre game, then I no longer can put this pressure on you or expectations on you to be a top 3 to 5 quarterback in this league.
Yeah, 100%. Hey, you got to make those plays. Listen, like, you get the ball, and hey, listen, Caleb, go score. Well, you threw a pick. You know, that's big. You know, that's the time you need to show up in the game. You guys need to win. So,
yeah,
you know, I agree, Gabe.
It's just that, you know, there has to be, you know, like the answers versus the pressure, right? Like, what are the answers versus the pressure that's on there? And somebody said earlier today, a caller said, I wrote this down because I felt like it was very good. He said, Caleb Williams is not mature enough to handle NFL pressure. And he wasn't talking about a pressure from an interior lineman in his face, because we all know Caleb's is very good at scrambling. He was talking about the pressure of the NFL to be great, because Caleb Williams is good, but there is this pressure that comes on you, whether it's playing quarterback for the Chicago Bears or being in the NFL where the darlings are quarterbacks. And when you want to put yourself in that conversation, Tristan, when you want to be the guy because you feel like you are, that pressure is getting to Caleb Williams. That's what he was saying. What do you think about that?
I 100% agree. You know, he's very good. His traits are very good. But when it gets to the point where you have to win a game, and not even a big game, it's like, listen, you got to win this game because it's important for the team and it's important for the division and your playoff race. You got to get over whatever you got going on and win the game. And I just don't know if he's going to get over that hump. And I think he does hold on to that pressure too much. And I agree. Like, he just needs to win these games like this, and games moving forward, like, you have to win those, you know? So.
Yeah, and DeAndre Swift, I mean, there's so many things you could point to. You know, DeAndre Swift only 11 carries. It's just not enough.
Yeah.
Right? If you're going to lean on the run, because think about it. That's 11 carries. Majority of them were in the red zone. You know what I'm saying? Like, you're not even setting me up. You're giving the ball to DeAndre Swift as if you're like some downhill rushing team that, like, okay, we're in the red zone now. Let's pound the rock. It's like, what are you doing? Let Caleb Williams
in. We don't got Derrick Henry.
We're not built like that. You know what I mean? It's going to work, but it's not, you can't bank on it working all the time. You got to have, you got to be able to switch it up. And I think that's where the Bears struggled. Look, it was doomed from the first two possessions when they put 3 points on the board in each one of them.
Oh, yeah.
And I thought to myself, like, guys, this is not sustainable. You cannot have the first two drives of the last two games and only get 12 points out of them. Like, it's just not sustainable. You cannot expect me to believe in you as a team to win against a backup quarterback. And, you know what I'm saying? You weren't even going up against Lamar Jackson.
Right. Exactly. You put up touchdowns, okay, you win that game. You put up field goals, well, that's what you get. You get 30-16. So,
right, because Tristan, the pressure could have been on Tyler Huntley from the very beginning, right? He had had no pressure. Like, you put six on the board in your first two possessions. He went, so you put up three. He goes three and out. You put up another three. If you're Tyler Huntley, that's not pressure. You're saying to yourself,
No. Everybody
calm down. All I got to do is take us down the field, get a touchdown, and we're right in this thing. And that's exactly what he did. It's like, you put zero, and then what happened at that point? The pressure then came on Caleb Williams, right? He had two sustained drives where he put up two field goals. Tyler Huntley comes down, scores a touchdown, and Caleb Williams is like, damn, I'm losing. Yep. And now I got to do too much. And that's exactly what we saw from the Bears.
Yep, and he throws a pick when you don't need a pick.
Dude.
So
extremely frustrating. So here's another question I have for some people. It is, if you could fix one thing by next Sunday, okay? A lot of things that are frustrating with this Bears game and what happened on Sunday. But by next Sunday, if you could fix one thing, wave a little magic wand, Tristan, what would that one thing be that you feel like could make the biggest impact on this Bears team?
I would say, honestly, just consistency on, like, even short passes. Let's get that going, because Ben thrives off that. Yes, run game Ben loves, but short passes and getting those completions is huge in his offense. So you get a couple of those, one, two, three on a drive, then you get the 60-yard bomb, 40-yard bomb, 30-yard bomb. That's what Caleb really needs to get together here, because we're going to be playing division games here pretty soon.
Yeah.
And that's going to be important. You know, what is Matt LaFleur doing? What is Kevin O'Connell doing? Yes, the Vikings got a who knows at quarterback, but those teams are going to be making those plays. And that's the thing. You need to make those plays when it gets important. But can we make the 5-yard out routes? Can we make the 6-yard in routes? That's the huge part.
Yeah.
So
thanks
that's my biggest thing.
Tristan, I appreciate the phone call, man. I'll be here for the next couple of weeks. So if you find yourself up at this hour, feel free to call in. We'd love to hear from you. All right, brother?
Awesome. I appreciate it, man.
Of course. Tristan hanging in. You can hang in as well. 312-644-6767. Gabe Ramirez hanging out with you on 670 The Score. Plumbers 911 Football Monday presented by Busey Bank and Great Clips. Bears lose to the Baltimore Ravens 30-16, and consistency is going to be the key here. Bears don't have an identity. There's no way that they're – Bears don't have an identity, and they are void of putting pressure on you. And I'm not talking about via the blitz. I'm talking about mental pressure on your team. When it's 3rd-and-1 and the Bears have a false start to make it 3rd-and-6, that's not putting pressure on you. That is putting pressure on themselves. When the Bears rush the ball twice inside the 10-yard line, we know what's coming on 3rd down. Even the casual fan does. That's not pressure on the opposing team. It was very frustrating. But not as frustrating as the texter from 574. Check this out. This is what he texted in. Here's how my day went yesterday. My kids and I were listening to Mully, Manley, and Olin. We watched the Bears kick 2 field goals, and my 13-year-old son says, can we go outside and play catch or something? Because the Bears are going to lose. They can't score touchdowns, just field goals. They're going to lose. Says my 11-year-old says, yep, it's over. So we went out back, I turned on the grill, and we played catch with the football and enjoyed not watching our day be ruined. Like, that's where Bears fans are at now. Like, I felt that way after the first 2 field goals. The kids felt it.
I mean, congratulations, like, genuinely on enjoying the rest of your day, playing catch and turning the grill on. Yeah. Like actually, but wow.
Here's what my Sunday was, and this was the, and we're going to play Ben Johnson in just a second because I want to hear what he had to say following the game. I want you to hear what he had to say. Again, Gabe Ramirez here on 670 The Score. So 12-2, I'm watching the game. I go out to my in-laws out in Grays Lake, like super north suburbs. So we're there, and then in Gurnee, they did trick-or-treating today. So they do it the Sunday before Halloween, so that way you can do it in the daylight. It's actually really smart. So it's 2 o'clock. Bears game's not over yet. Almost the end of the 3rd quarter. And my wife's like, all right, come on, let's do this. And I said, babe, come on. I said, it's you, your sister, your mom. We got an older cousin named Marley, and it's my 3 kids. That's it. So I'm like, you guys can handle this. And my wife and I, let's just say we've had a couple arguments this week. So I knew watching the Bears game was not a good idea. And then I was going to watch it on my phone. I was like, okay, well, I'll just bring my phone. I'll watch the end of the game on my phone. And then my father-in-law is like, no. He's like, because if you're going to watch it, that means I'm not watching it. And I want to pause this thing, so I want to wait till we go. Now, mind you, my kids are 5'4" and... couple months old, 2 months old. So trick-or-treating is not going to last long. You know what I'm saying? They get a bucket full of candy and they're ready to come home, right? Eat the candy. So we were only out there for like 25 minutes. But that's what mine was. I saw my group chat talking about the game. So I saw the Bears get the touchdown. The Bears stop the Ravens, and the Bears get the ball back and throw the interception and then give up the touchdown. I couldn't believe it. I see it on my phone. And then I saw that the Ravens were driving, and then I put my phone away. Because I was like, okay, maybe they could stop them and get the homer-ness inside of you says that. So I get home, and I'm watching the game, and I see the interception from Caleb. I see them put the touchdown up. And then I'm like, this is just disgusting. Like, I'm disgusted that I had to step away from this only to wait to watch this. You mean to tell me I walked away? Like, could I have given them the juju to not throw that interception had I been watching, you know? So it's disgusting in those moments. But you know what? Those are my takeaways. And I have a bunch of them. But I would love to hear from you. 312-644-6767. Gabe Ramirez here on 670 The Score. I want to play Ben Johnson for you. I want you to hear what the coach had to say. And I got to be honest. I know we all love Ben Johnson and we're supposed to. I hate how short his post-game press conferences are. Like, Flus, not trying to say it, but Flus, 10 minutes, always. 11 minutes, maybe. Never 5. 5 is smug. 5 is, I don't need to be talking to you guys. 5 is, how dare you ask me these questions? But here it is. in its entirety, Ben Johnson talking to the media following the 30-16 loss to the Baltimore Ravens.
Here we go. So a number of guys that didn't make it through the end of that one. Dom Robinson had an ankle. Shamar Turner had a knee. Luther Burden had a concussion. And then OZ, we're still taking a look at his knee right there. So that's what we got for injuries. In terms of the game, give Baltimore a lot of credit. You know, they came out and they played a physical brand of football just like you would expect. You know, they were hungry. They were determined. And truth be told, I expected a little bit more out of our squad to counter that on up. So we fell short. You know, it's our first game in a while, really all season, that we didn't have a takeaway. And so when that happens, you really got to play a clean game, and we didn't. You know, we're double digits in penalties once again. We're not scoring in the red zone. You know, we couldn't quite get off the field as often as we'd like on defense. So they had some good drives. I think time of possession wise, they did a nice job controlling the game. And like I said, we fell short. But our guys, we're gonna get this thing cleaned up. I know they understand how important it is that we play cleaner as a team and we complement each phase better than what we did today. And so that'll be our mission here this week. Go ahead and open it up.
And offensively, with the inconsistency, what's most urgent to you right now in getting that side of the ball humming a little bit better?
Yeah, you know, I think you see flashes of some explosive plays and some really good things happening. But the penalties to me is what stands out first and foremost. You know, we still have some of the pre-snap issues. There's occasional not getting lined up quite right. There's occasional not getting the motion quite right. And so that stuff it adds up and it hurts us. We get away with it occasionally, but it's just not the way you win in this league. And so I think, you know, I really put it on the leaders there in that locker room to get this ship going the right direction in that regard. Us coaches, we've been pounding that drum now for a while, and we haven't gotten the results we wanted. So it's on the leaders here on this team to get us right.
What was your overview at the end of the first half with the intentional grounding, and then you guys had to kind of scramble to get the kickoff there?
I thought we had a chance there for points before half. We had a good opportunity to do that, and the intentional grounding certainly didn't help. And so now we're in a position third and long with no timeouts where we know if it's a clock running and we're short of the line to gain that we'll need to get our Hurricane unit out there, our field goal team out there real quick. So I thought the execution of all that was nice, but that's a really long field goal. And so it's a low percentage deal, something that we would like to avoid. So that intentional grounding certainly hurt us.
Did the Ravens and Huntley do anything that you might not have expected, or did they just do it well and it was tough to defend?
Yeah, you know, I thought Coach Monken always does a great job just schematically mixing things up. And like I said before, they play a physical brand of football. And so that showed up. That offensive line was getting after it. And, you know, I thought our defensive line, it was quite a battle there throughout the game. You know, we were intent on not letting 22 get started. I thought for the most part, we did a pretty good job of that. But then, you know, Huntley hurt us with both his arm and his legs. You know, we let him get some big ones on the ground, and then he threw some accurate balls there in the air. And so I think at one point he was like 12 or 13 or something like that coming out of halftime. So, he played really well, and we didn't do enough to affect him.
Then what was your vantage point on the interception that Caleb threw there?
I didn't quite see it. I'll have to check it out on film just one more time. Just in my mind, there might have been another option that we could have gotten to.
Any sense of what happened on the last three plays of the game? Obviously, you get down there. It's a desperate situation, but you've got a completion short of the goal line, a quarterback sneak, and then a fourth down play.
Yeah, I don't like my call on the quarterback sneak. I could have gotten to something better there. We have plays set up to go tempo down there, and I probably didn't do a good enough job in that department.
Did the participation saga with Lamar Jackson, what was your reaction to that both yesterday and as it unfolded?
Yeah, we always prepare for, like I said earlier in the week, we were preparing for Lamar, and then, you know, when we found out that he wasn't playing, then, you know, we get ready for the next guy.
Kyler went on IR yesterday. What exactly happened with him throughout the week, and how long-term is this for him?
Yeah, we're hoping it's going to be of the short-term variety, so we should be able to get him back. But, yeah, it's another soft tissue injury that we're dealing with.
Ben Johnson addressing the media right there. You know, Olin Krutz said something in the pregame that I was listening to that I really enjoyed. And he said, Ben Johnson is a truth teller. But can he tell the truth to himself? I thought that was fascinating when he said that because, I mean, you hear him on the – and I get it. Like, we're all here for the Ben Johnson stuff, but did he not sound smug there? I mean, did he not sound, like, irritated? And I get it. You lost. You're a coach. But, you know, what's all the coach speak? Oh, there's more game. You know, you got to go put this one behind you. You got a game next week. We're focused on the Bengals. And this one didn't go the way that we wanted. But he sounded like, you know, somebody ran over his cat. He's like, yeah, you know, didn't like the play. Wouldn't have did this. Shouldn't have been that. It's like, come on. 11 flags for 79 yards. That's not adversity. That's self-sabotage. That needs to be called out. Pre-snap jitters, holds behind explosive plays. Like, these are all drive killers. You cannot survive on the road in the NFL with those things happening. Baltimore at 6 for 45, played a cleaner game. That we know. But if you want to be taken seriously, if you want to be 5-2 and taken seriously, you have to cut this in half by next week. Like, and I meant obviously 5-2 had they won against Baltimore. I'm trying to see if you wanted to be taken seriously as a team like that, then you got to come out next week. There, we are 7 games into the season and we are saying the same things about penalties.
I remember vividly saying in the second quarter, wow, they have 5 penalties. They are going to end up with 10, at least 10.
It's embarrassing. At what point? Like, what can you... I don't even know what you can do. I would love to talk to Dave Wannstedt about that. Like, hey, coach, what the hell? When this keeps happening, who do you point to then?
And Ben Johnson has addressed it for weeks.
Of course.
So it's like, to your point, like, what's the next step here? How do you take an actual... It's one thing to address it. How do you take a literal step to say... cut this you-know-what out.
Yeah, well, that's where they talk about leadership in the locker room, right?
Someone got to step up.
They have these, you know, petty cash penalties where like, hey, man, if you get, you know, another false start, it's going to cost you $1,000. You know, you put it in the kitty or something like that. I know that's not enough, but there's a lack of focus on both sides of the ball. And I'm not sure what it is. Is it trying to do too much? Is it being undisciplined? Like, I can't put my finger on it, but 11 penalties from the very first play, from the kickoff, there was holding on the kickoff. Like, come on. If you're Ben Johnson, it needs to be like the cartoon where the steam's coming out of the side of your ears. Cause you're like, what the hell am I watching? I just preached to you guys all you have to do is just don't hold on the first play of the game. Just block normally. It's bad enough that the Bears' kickoff coverage is horrible, right? And I know this is the receiving, but I'm just saying, like, special teams as a whole, it's like, Richard Hightower, I'm here for you, bro. But I feel like the opposing team start average. I'm going to go look that up during the commercial break. The average starting.
I remember, I think we did that a couple weeks ago, yeah.
Well, we're going to do it again.
Let's do it again.
All right, I want to play Caleb Williams on the other side. I want to hear what he had to say, what his demeanor is like. He seems more even-keeled after a loss or a win. So we're going to get a chance to hear from him. But more importantly, I want to hear from you. 312-644-6767. What was the most frustrating part about this game? This one felt different. Didn't feel like a regular loss where you're like, damn, had the Bears just done this, they would have won. If the Bears would have just, this play right here was the pivotal play of the game. No, this was an entire game that just felt like a dud. But what was the most frustrating for you? 312-644-6767. Your call's on the other side. Again, you're listening to a Plumbers 911 Football Monday presented by Busey Bank and Great Clips right here on 670.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is your reminder that shoes are a gift. Literally. So unwrap something good. Like boots that inspire your next big adventure. Or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in. Or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes. They're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget. At DSW stores or DSW.com.
Mint is still $15 a month for premium wireless. And if you haven't made the switch yet, here are 15 reasons why you should. One, it's $15 a month. Two, seriously, it's $15 a month. Three, no big contract. Four, I use it. Five, my mom uses it. Are you playing me off? That's what's happening, right? Okay, give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You open the fridge. There's nothing there. So what's it going to be? Greasy pizza? Sad drive-thru burgers? Dish by Blue Apron is for nights like that. These are the pre-made meals of your dreams. At least 20 grams of protein, no artificial flavors or colors, no chopping, no cleanup, no guilt. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
The Score.
Obviously, the penalty is definitely a big thing. We can't keep hurting ourselves in that regard. And then we just got to be cleaner at execution. We'll go watch the tape and see, how we can continue to make strides in that area. But, it just boils down to being able to score points in the red zone.
That was three things that Alamide Zaccheaus mentioned for the Chicago Bears team that really hampered them yesterday as they fell to the Baltimore Ravens 30-16. Gabe Ramirez hanging out with you here on a Plumbers 911 Football Monday, presented by Busey Bank in Great Clips. Going to be hanging out with you till 5 o'clock. That's when I hand it off to Dustin Rhodes, the man himself, with the pregame show. And then he will hand it off to Mully and Haw, who have three guests that are worthy of setting an alarm for. The first, Olin Krutz. 7 o'clock. Can't wait to hear what he had to say, his honest opinion about what he had to say about this Bears game. That happens at 7. Then TJ Edwards is at 8 o'clock. Brad Biggs jumps on with the guys at 9. Then Raheemi Harrison Grody, the trio, come on. And they have Anthony Heron at 11. And then Dan Weeder at 1. Spiegel and Holmes follow them. And they have Kurt Warner at 3 o'clock, so it's going to be a good one. Listen, Alamide Zaccheaus talked about the penalties, 11 of them for the Chicago Bears. Oof, that one hurts. 11? That's rough. Then he talked about the red zone, the inability to put points on the board. Tough. That one hurts as well. I mean, but this game just had a lot of things that left you unsettled as a Bears fan. Left you uneasy. And we're taking your phone calls so that way you could talk about what was the most frustrating thing for you when it came to this game. And then if you could fix one thing by Sunday when the Bears play the Cincinnati Bengals in Cincinnati, if you could fix one thing, what would that be that you feel like could lead the Bears to a victory? 312-644-6767. Let's go out to Thomas on the south side. Thomas, what do you feel like was the most frustrating part of this Bears loss yesterday?
During the fourth quarter, the lack of urgency, getting back to the line of scrimmage
to snap off another play. It seems like Caleb wasn't really paying too much attention to the clock.
Wait, Thomas, hold on. Are you talking about after that DJ Moore catch?
Yeah, absolutely.
Okay, hold on. Because listen, and I'm here for the Caleb slander, and I'm here for the not being focused slander. I'm here for that. But Caleb Williams got his ass rocked on that play. Don't you remember? He got rocked.
Yeah, he did, but there was two plays right after that. They kind of, you know, the players themselves, not just so much Caleb, because I saw Caleb limping back to the, you know, to the huddle. But, you know, the lack of urgency with the players getting back up and lining up to, you know, snap off another play and, you know, get going. It seems like the fourth quarter, we're always trying to come back in the fourth quarter when we should have been leading in the first place, you know.
Yeah, it shouldn't have been in that predicament, right? I mean, obviously, if you put up touchdowns in the first quarter when you had those two possessions, you know, one out just outside the red zone, one in the red zone, you got to come out with seven right there. And obviously, that put them in that predicament. Ben Johnson said he shouldn't have called a quarterback sneak in his post-game press conference. So he kind of accepted some accountability in that sense, but shouldn't have been in that predicament to begin with, right? Don't you agree?
No, absolutely. I just wanted to make one more comment regarding the penalty. I mentioned previously before that sometimes now I feel like the players should be paid based on their performance of the game. You know, they got this contract. Each player, you know, has got their individual salaries. They're going to get paid regardless of how they perform. But I feel like if there's penalties on their end, you know, especially, you know, reoccurring penalties from some of the same individual players, you know, maybe dock some of their pay a little bit. Maybe that'll change their attitude and they'll be a little bit more focused on, you know, the counts, you know, the lack of, you know, false starts, things like that. You know, maybe they could be paid based on, you know, their performance of the game.
Yeah, if only we were that lucky to do that. But imagine, right. But imagine if they told you that at your job. But I'm curious, do you think that when it comes to the details of the team, right, we're talking about penalties, we're talking about lack of focus with this Bears squad. We're seven games into the season, 8 weeks into the season. Does it feel like this is something that can be tightened up, or does this just seem like the identity of the Bears team?
This season, yeah. This season, I feel like it is the identity, because if you add up all of the yardage from each game that they're the penalties, I mean, going into the first play with a penalty, last game against the Saints, it was the third play of the first drive with the penalty. It's like, it's I do feel like it's their identity this year. They've got a numerous amount of penalties that it's, I'm not sure where Ben Johnson is going to get a grip on it, because I'd be frustrated if I was the coach preaching the same thing every week. And like you mentioned, the same thing. They're preaching the same thing. It's like, I just talked about this. Why can't we not get a penalty on the first play? Going forward, it's frustrating. Raises my blood pressure, but I'm still a fan. I'm still going to keep watching.
Of course, that we know. But man, that first play, like that, knowing that penalties are a problem for this Bears team, and then the first play on the kickoff to have a holding, it was just like a gut punch for me, where I'm like, really? Like, that's what we're doing on the first play of the game, getting penalty? Like, it felt bad from the very beginning with this one, you know?
Yeah, I agree with you 100%.
And then to me, you know, I go to the fourth quarter when the Bears are down 16-13. They get the touchdown. Defense does their job. Bears get the ball back. And it's like, all right, this is it. Caleb's done this before. He's driven 95 yards to get a touchdown. Like, it's something that it's doable. And then what happens on the first play? False start. It's like, are you kidding me? Are you kidding me? Like, even mentally, it is deflating for the Bears themselves. You know what I'm saying? Like, to get that penalty.
Yeah.
But it's like the most frustrating thing for me is that this is a game the Bears should have won. All right, and by should have, I mean you're going up against a backup quarterback. Caleb hasn't had his best outing, and so you're thinking all these things could line up for you. And so the fact that they lost, it almost makes you feel like the Bears aren't as good as maybe you had hoped over the last four games.
Yeah, I agree. I feel like Caleb knows that if it's not a quarterback that wins the game, know, it doesn't probably feel like
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is your reminder that shoes are a gift, literally. So unwrap something good, like boots that inspire your next big adventure, or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in, or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes, they're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or DSW.com.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. Now, I don't know if you've heard, but Mint's premium wireless is $15 a month. But I'd like to offer one other perk. We have no stores. That means no small talk.
Crazy weather we're having.
No, it's not. It's just weather. It is an introvert's dream. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
I'm done with subscriptions. Streaming, fitness, razors, vitamins. I've got subscriptions for everything in my life. They lock you in, and half the time, I can't figure out how to unsubscribe. That's why I'm so excited about the new Blue Apron. Now you can get delicious meals delivered with no subscription needed, including new pre-made options. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Accomplished win, considering the defense, you know, had some takeaways, you know, last game and the last previous games, you know, where they won. But yeah, if the quarterback's not consistently driving it down the field, trying to score in the red zone instead of settling for a field goal, that's got to be frustrating for him and frustrating for the fans, you know, as well. It's like, you know, we get down there and then we can't execute, you know, to get that seven instead of now we're settling for the three.
Yeah, let me ask you this on the way out, Thomas. Let me ask you this. Who did you lose the most confidence in after this game?
You know, I don't want to jump on the bandwagon, but I got to say Caleb. You know, I know it's when you're being a quarterback, you got a lot of pressure on him. You know, I feel like each game he's starting to maybe not hold on to the ball so much. Because, you know, he's known to scramble and trying to make something out of nothing instead of just throwing it out of bounds or even running it. Running it and running out of bounds to stop the clock. You know, I know I hate to jump on the bandwagon. I'm really a Caleb fan. But
you can still be a Caleb fan. Don't let that deter you. Just cause...
No, I'm not saying. I'm just saying that's where I lost the confidence in him.
Yeah, I hear you. Thanks for the call, Thomas. I appreciate you.
Thanks for the call.
Always 312-644-6767. Before I go to the next call, I want to validate Thomas's feelings. We've been talking about this all show long, that after last night or after yesterday's game, whereas I once had Caleb Williams's ceiling at a certain level, the ceiling has come down just a couple of feet. Now, hear what I'm saying. His ceiling is still high. There's still room for Caleb to grow. He still is going to get better. That, zero doubt there. However, the ceiling, right? The ceiling means the highest that person can go. The ceiling for Caleb Williams has come down a bit. Where maybe in my heart of hearts, my meatball heart that I have for the Chicago Bears, I thought, damn, Caleb Williams looking good. If he could just dumb down some things and not feel so much pressure to put the team on his back, he might be like a top 3 to 5 quarterback in the league over the course of some years, right? He can get there. And I think what happened after yesterday, a game that was primed for him to put the team on his back and win because of Caleb Williams, he failed miserably. And my ceiling for him has just come down a little bit. Now I just think your ceiling is now a top 10 quarterback in the league. 6, 7, 8, 9, maybe, right? You're not there yet. You're a top 15. But my ceiling for you has come down a bit. That's what happened yesterday with Caleb Williams. Because there's been too many games now where he hasn't just looked like the man, right? Because if you're a top 5 quarterback in the league, you're performing at a high level consistently, right? You might have a dud here and there, but that is not the makeup of your games. It's duds, and you're hoping for a good one. That's not a good quarterback, or a top 5 quarterback, I should say. But a top 10, that's where you're at now, Caleb. Now, by all means, if you become that, a top 5 quarterback, then I have zero problem eating crow. But where we are at in the present, that's where I sit. So let's go out to someone who is not necessarily the biggest Caleb fan in the moment. Southside Twan. What up, Twan? How you feeling?
What's up, man? How y'all feeling tonight, y'all?
What did you think about my ceiling has been dropped a little bit? You know, you put the little drop ceiling sometimes in the basement so that you can't see all the pipes and stuff on the ceiling. That's what I've done. I've dropped the ceiling a little bit on Caleb. Where are you at with that?
Oh, man, let me just stop right here and say, let me stop you, man. Pump the brakes.
Okay.
Yeah, all right, so we got to understand that Caleb is still kind of learning this offense. Till he gets it down pat, that's when he's going to play in rhythm. He's still fresh at this. You know, every week he probably putting something new in. And, you know, I don't want to say the boy is not that smart, but it takes him a while to grab stuff. Now, Fires play today, he played garbage. This is why we lose. This is Veritas. Maybe we overthought who we are. When we miss starters that we need, Gordon, Johnson, I mean, we need these players. So now we have backups. I mean, man, the man ran for 40 yards up the middle. I mean, where the spy at? Where was Dennis Allen's spy? I mean, the boy's known for running. But, again, this is Bears. It's like we wasn't prepared again. This is what I'll be used to. But it's going to be some good games. It's going to be some bad. Look at Green Bay. We didn't think Green Bay was going to go in there and beat on Pittsburgh, but they did. But that's what's in our division. We got animals in our division. So we got to pump up brakes. Understand the Bears is we cubs. We little cubbies.
I hear that.
We still little babies. So I understand that Caleb, you know, I believe it. Something is off with him. The last couple of games, something he's not locked in. He's playing real sloppy, and it's just to the point where we like, no, Caleb, we know you better than that.
Twan, but someone called in earlier and said that he's not mature enough to handle the pressures of the NFL.
Okay, I got it. The boy won the Heisman. He's been in. I've seen him be cool in drives. I've seen him be relaxed. It's not that. I want to say it's leadership. I mean, your defense can't give up all them points and we expect them to win.
They had only given up 16 up until the fourth quarter. You know what I'm saying? Like, that's like the Bears could have had the lead handily had they put the ball in the end zone. You know what I'm saying? Like, the defense with 3 DBs out held them to 16. You know what I mean? Through that point, they just piled it on in the fourth quarter. But I don't know. I struggle with Caleb Williams watching him, and this is why my ceiling has come down a bit, Twan. I struggle with his lack of calmness. I feel like he's not calm. Like even when he has time in the pocket, he had time in the pocket today. But every time he threw the ball, even when he had a clean pocket, I was like, holding on tight, hoping there wasn't a mistake or a missed throw or a, you know, the ball too high. Like, never once did I feel like he was going to drop back. and just put a nice ball right where it's supposed to be, like an easy one. You know what I mean? Like an easy 15-yard completion.
They call it a layup. You know, we were looking for a layup from. Hey, let's just say it like this. You know, today I'm going to have to put it on the offensive coordinator too, Mr.
Fair.
Ben Johnson.
Fair.
Hey, look. He never got – all right, so now he want to run the ball. Then he want to pass the ball. He never got the rhythm of, hey, we don't run the ball first, then play off the play action. He was just like, pass, okay, I mean, excuse me. He said, we want to rush. We don't rush the ball. See, man.
No, I get it. I get it, Twan. I get it. It's frustrating. And this is a very frustrating game to have watched because – being 4-2 with the opportunity to be 5-2 against a backup quarterback when in the first quarter it seemed as though you had the blueprint for success. Sustained drives, getting Tyler Huntley off the field, limiting Derrick Henry. These were all things the Bears were doing at a high level. And then the second and third quarter came. 30 minutes of football. 30 minutes of football between the second and third quarter, and the Bears managed to hold on to the ball for 4 minutes and 43 seconds.
It's just, I've heard you say it two or three times, and it still doesn't sound real.
It's wild.
It does not sound real.
4 minutes and 43 seconds, you have the ball out of those two quarters, and yeah, good things aren't going to come out of that. But despite that, the Bears found themselves in a position to win the game because the next time they got the ball, they drove down the field and got a touchdown. And it was 16-13 in the fourth quarter. Then the Bears' defense that we so easily and love to dismiss stopped them. The Bears got the ball back. Bears had the ball on the four-yard line in the fourth quarter, down 16-13. To me, if Caleb Williams is the guy, if Ben Johnson is the guru, then the Bears are supposed to go down right then and there and handle business. And what happened? First play, false start. Second play, your seventh round draft pick misses an opportunity to bounce to the outside because he's a seventh round draft pick. And he's trying, you know what he's thinking in his head? I have to hit the hole. My coach told me I got to hit the hole. I have to listen. He's not improvising. He's trying to do what his coach is telling him because he's a seventh round draft pick holding on to his position. So he doesn't get to the outside. He rushes for 2 yards. And on the very next play, because now they've had a false start, Kyle Manunga only got 2 yards, and Caleb Williams feels the pressure of having to do the most. And what does he do? He tries to thread the needle to Rome Odunze, and it ends up getting intercepted. It's like, it's there, right there, packaged for you. Here you go, Papa. Here's the game. You're Caleb Williams, the number one pick. You got the weapons here to do it. Let's go ahead and handle business. At that point, had nothing to do with the defense. Had everything to do with Caleb Williams. Had everything to do with the moxie of the Chicago Bears. Had everything to do with It was the pivotal moment where the Bears could have said, see, we're a 5-2 team that find ways to win. And sometimes, even when we don't get turnovers, we can rely on our quarterback to put touchdowns on the board. Unfortunately, it didn't happen. And that's where we're at right now, experiencing this frustration from this Bears team. But I want to know where your frustration is taking you. 312-644-6767. What was the most frustrating thing for you following this game? Was it the play calling of Ben Johnson leaning on the run a little too much? Can I get a go up and get it ball for Rome Odunze? Oh, you want some statistics? Sure. Rome Odunze led FBS in deep catches and deep yards at Washington. Second in FBS and catches over 20 yards. 75% jump ball success rate. Do you see any of that with the Chicago Bears in the NFL? Nice little 15-yard crossing routes. Sure, those are great. Great timing by Caleb to get him the ball. But if we're not getting touchdowns, my hand's raised. I have a solution. We have a guy who is the best in college football in doing that. 75% jump ball success rate? We have a guy. So you're telling me when we get into the gold zone, we can't throw it up for him to go get one? Just one? One? I find that hard to believe. But that's what's frustrating for me. I'm curious what it is for you. 312-644-6767. I want to hear from you. I want to know what's most frustrating. I also want to know if you could fix one thing. If you could fix one thing for the Bears by next Sunday, what is it and why would you want that thing to be fixed? 312-644-6767. Your call's on the other side. It's Gabe Ramirez right here on the Plumbers 911 Football Monday, presented by Busey Bank and Great Clips on Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speedtest. So baseball fans are connected to the Fall Classic from home to home plate with the most advanced 5G. More towers and a signal that goes farther than ever before. T-Mobile has you covered. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Best mobile network based on analysis by Ookla of Speedtest Intelligence data, first half 2025. See details at T-Mobile.com.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.